Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
At Tanger Outlets, find all the best brands all on sale every day. Step into the season's newest arrivals and save big on the styles you love. Shop Under Armour, Michael Kors, Crocs, and more. With up to 70% off plus an extra 25% off for a limited time. Hurry in for amazing deals from the brands you love. Only at Tanger Outlets.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Guten Morgen.
Guten Morgen. Oh, German episode, Dave.
Yeah. It's
German. I see what you're doing there.
When I have a hot dog, you see, I always like to put these like pickled onions on top. They have a certain name in German, don't they?
No, wait. You don't have hot dogs though, do you?
It's not a hot dog I put in that bun.
Is it Bratwurst or Frankfurt?
A bratty. Oh, you put a bratty in there, don't you?
Bratwurst. A bratwurst. And to have this sauerkraut,
This sauerkraut.
Well, we have a returning interview guest for this episode for you guys. He has created this dream of a server that has gained so much popularity. It's outstanding, and we are so proud of him. It's genuine. You and I, Dave, have it's been the only DayZ server we've been playing, that I've been playing recently, and we're just having stupid amounts of fun on it, aren't we?
Oh, just stupid amounts of fun. We may have broke some rules, but we had dispensation. We had a massive dispensation to have a bit of fun on our first outing, and then now we're toeing the line and becoming productive members of society.
Well, we're trying, at least. We're trying. So we're talking about the new server, VGen. Vegans, not sure. I'm going to ask Sauer how to actually say it in the episode.
Vegans,
that's what we'll call it. So this I've lost my train of thought, you bastard.
Funny, man.
So this server, made by Sauerkraut, he was on episode 19 way back when, we were first early started. We'd done 18 other episodes at that point, right?
Four or five servers that were not populated. They're all great servers in their own. They just didn't get any traction. But he wasn't doing it for any traction. He was doing it as his own venture. And he really enjoyed. And now he stopped all that and he put all his effort into this sort of mini project that we're going to be talking about. And
mini project.
Holy hell. It is not a mini project. And holy hell, the population has boomed. I mean, there's streamers doing videos on them. There's streamers constantly streaming on these servers. It is more than he could have ever imagine.
He's gone from one extreme to the other, and if anyone deserves it, he does. Let's just give you a quick rundown of what this server is. So, it is not your typical DayZ server. There is no KOS in. There's not even any KOS zones or anything like that. And one thing that might shock you guys, there aren't even any Zeds. No infected, no naughty people. This is Vegans or Vegans. I'm going to say, this is Vegans. And the year is 1999. Years before the outbreak of Chernarus. You get a job. You work and you earn money to buy a house, to buy a car, or buy a bicycle first, food, clothing. You can become a hunter if you want to. You can become a miner, a drug dealer, a police officer, army, medical.
Yeah, it's mad.
If you're naughty like us, you get sent to prison.
And you get real jail time, 92 hours of sitting in there,
minutes.
I definitely had time. Yeah, minutes. 92 hours.
Yeah,
wow.
I was going to say, you'd still be in
fucking
there.
Fucking repented. I definitely repented after that. The I was bouncing off the walls of my cell.
We are never going to set a foot wrong again for a little while. That's how long the river is.
And we're trying to work our debt off to society at the moment.
Yeah, but yeah, we've got fines. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Who would have thought that we'd play a game to escape life and play life?
Yes.
Madness.
Absolutely madness.
Well, anyway, shall we get this party started?
We shall.
I've just thought of the title for this episode.
Sweet, what is it?
Party like it's 1999.
Oh, yeah, boy.
Hello?
Andy, oh gosh, Andy, finally.
What?
You left me waiting in here since episode 19. You said you just did a bathroom break and you would come back. What year is this?
1999.
Oh, frick. Oh, jeez.
Oh, good to speak to you.
Dust bunny is all around me here.
Oh, guys,
hi, guys.
It's been a whole, 50-odd episodes since you were last on. That's mad, isn't it?
It's been, I think, exactly a year and 2 days or something.
Oh, you're joking.
What a journey, though, since then.
Yeah, that's been quite a journey indeed, yeah.
I mean, I spoke to you, like, 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, roughly, yeah, indeed. Yeah. I was actually thinking Andy is going to hop in, and then we're going to talk shit about Dave, but you're both at the same time here. That's
well, yeah, I know that's not the normal way of going about it, but we talk... Andy was spitting feathers earlier when he got an admin discharge for being a lazy fucker.
I don't understand. How was I being lazy? What were you telling Sour, to be fair? That's more to the point.
I mean, I was working, man. He saw me working for cement, man.
Well, you were holding a bicycle.
Yeah, just working on the biceps.
Yeah,
literally.
Oh, dear. Well, firstly, thank you very much for doing this interview with us on such short notice, Sour. It's, great to have you on board again.
Thank you for having me again, guys. I thought I'm not allowed to go back after the episode 19.
Shadow band.
Here I am. Shadow band, yeah.
Shadow band.
Yeah, no, I mean, that was a good episode, I think. Episode 19, way back when, if I can cast my old weary mind back to it. But I mean, a lot has changed, and that's what we're here to talk about.
Yeah, go on.
Well,
ask.
I think we should wholeheartedly say congratulations on what you've done with the vegan server or the Vija server. You know, it's a great server. We've been playing it for the last couple of weeks, me and Andy, and it's always fully popped. In fact, people fight for positions.
Well, this is the thing. We wanted to do this recording in the server itself at Altar Radio Station, but I guess due to it being such short notice, and B,
popularity,
the server's just fucking fully stacked all the time. We couldn't get in to do it.
Yeah, that's the biggest issue. I mean, I had trouble for a couple of days to get on my own server.
you've had to make your own slot.
Yeah, so there's always some tickets I have to answer now and say, people, have an issue here. Can you come? So, well, I can't get in. That's why we yesterday introduced the reserved slots. So I'm paying now for Battle Metrics, and they give us reserved slots, which is still a bit iffy because it sometimes kicks.
Oh, hang on. Sorry, your
Dave is crackling.
Yeah, who's is that you, Dave?
For me, it's this bullshit fucking cable. I'm buying a new one when I get back from South Africa.
Oh, you got a Logitech as well?
Yeah. Huh? I got an Astro A40.
So I had to replace about 5 cables already since I had those headphones. It's ridiculous. Yeah. They break immediately. Just look at them and they break.
Yeah, literally, this is a knockoff one that was a little bit cheaper. And I'm thinking, I'm going to go back to Astro their cell phone, get a new one.
Okay.
What happened to your old one? Because the only thing that was wrong with that was the mute.
Yeah, I could change it out if you want me to.
Yeah, just because that if that crackling continues, we're 4 minutes into recording, and it's already fucked up.
Yeah, you're gonna get shadow banned.
Shadow banned. We should have been shadow banned ages ago.
If the next episode is just me, then
I know why.
We know he's been kicked off for a week.
I mean, you could replace Dave with DEFCON any moment. I mean, that's not an issue, right?
Oh, he's fucking hilarious, isn't he? He's so funny. Oh, God.
And he's prettier than Dave as well. I mean, you know.
I think so. I have no idea what he looks like.
I don't think he can hear us. That's why I'm shit talking now. Oh, shit, he's back.
I did not clock onto that. Well, they'll have to find out when the episode airs.
Yeah, true, yeah. That is true. Well, I'm surprised you guys enjoy the server, because I remember you mentioned in an episode that you don't like RP. And...
Oh, Andy likes RP. Andy likes RP,
yeah. Okay.
Me, on the other hand, I've never tried RP, but I didn't think it was a concept I would be au fait with. But actually, it was fucking so funny the first night we played it.
Yeah, I'm really surprised, because a lot of people who never play RP kind of seem to enjoy it.
You got something special, man.
I have really difficult with role playing as well. It's just I just have to imagine myself being an officer, you know. That's pretty much it.
So, can we clear something up?
Sure.
How do you say the server name?
Viggins.
Viggins. Right, yeah. So it's neither of the two versions that we've been saying, then, Dave.
Hello.
Vigens would be correct, because it's Latin, but it's so hard to pronounce, and Viggins is just easier.
And what does it mean?
Thriving.
Ah.
Bloody every day is a school day.
Thriving in 1999.
Yeah, Thriving Gennaro's basically is the name of the server. That's the premise, because it's still alive and doing kind of sort of well after the fall of the Iron Curtain.
Backstory, man.
Yeah. You guys played both the Daisy Taskmaster back then, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was already that map.
I remember you saying this at the time as well. You said, I've got this great idea for this server. It's going to be like a Daisy Life server. Because I think the building, you were showing us around where the hotel had it usually has the plane in it in Cherno. You were like, look, it's gone. I'm like, oh, that's cool. But then didn't really think anything of it.
I have some really observant players on the map now. I have to call out Adam for this one. AC Adam. He even figured out that the statue in the woods is back at the Pavlova military base.
No.
Oh, wow.
So, yes, I've thought of a lot of things in the last 2 years, basically, when I started it. I mean, I started in September 21, I believe it was. Yeah, I think it was September 21 I started, then had a little bit of a break when they announced that they redo the airfield, which I already redone.
Mm-hmm.
And then I waited basically when the update came out, and then I started fully going in again and
redid everything again.
Yeah, I had to redo it over again, yeah. That was a problem, yeah.
Well, me and Andy do have an apology, though, to you and your police force.
Okay. Go on.
we dumb fucked up Aaron. So,
we were naughty boys.
We were fucking naughty boys. I didn't actually... It said I killed someone, but someone started punching me. So I had to put them down.
But the thing is, you ran off. That's the problem. Ran off like a naughty boy.
They're a bit... The cops are a bit like... American, a bit shooty, man. I was under the impression that you're like innocent until proven guilty, but
not at all.
Well, I mean,
Adam he done us right in.
But they're usually not allowed to kill. I mean, that's the other thing. They're not allowed to kill you. There's a taser, and they have shotguns with rubber slugs.
Oh, no, they don't kill. They didn't kill. They knocked me clean, and they knocked Andy clean as well.
Good.
Well, we also, when after we escaped from... Not we escaped from the clutches of the law, we then were like, we need some money for a car, but we couldn't be asked to work, so we decided to hold someone up.
Oh,
which is also against the rules.
Well, I mean, if it's a police officer, you can hold those up. Then you get at least money from the government, you know. But if it's a poor person, who's going to pay for them, you know?
He was poor, man. He was going to buy us a house, Andy, weren't he?
Yeah, actually, he said he was going to give us money for his house. And this is Simon. And he said, "Oh, I said, let's play Simon Says." I said, Simon says, look at the house. Look to the house. Simon says, turn around. Simon turns around. Simon says, put your fucking hands up and drop your shotgun. And he was like, oh, fuck.
It's really amazing. So I always told my people, saying, you know, the thing is, I gave you the play field. You're gonna do the story. So everybody has their own story on the server. Of course, there's a lot of trolls as well. Especially when videos come out about the server streaming and that sort of thing. But in general, it's really, really interesting to see how people build an alternate life.
Mm.
It's really, really interesting because I never wanted to do a roleplay server. I kind of got bullied into it. because after the first playtest, people said, oh, this needs to be a roleplay server. It's going to be amazing. And you can do so many things. And I said, okay, I have to
do it.
The thing is, I knew it's going to be a lot of admin work, a lot. And it is. And in the last 2 weeks, I barely slept.
So take us back to the inception of the idea of vegans. Vegans, did I say that right?
Vegans,
vegans. Take us back to the inception. Vegans. How did that all come about? Let's have a dream about it, or what's going on?
It was Dance of Jesus' fault. So he posted a video, I think, when was it? June 21 or something, I think it was. He posted a video where he transitions from exactly at the hotel, where he transitions from the from an intact world with people walking to post-apocalypse, basically. So it's really well done. I mean, DOJ, he got hired after by Bohemia. For obvious reasons, he's really good at planting trees.
And bio on Twitter, isn't it?
I believe trees
in Chernobyl.
I believe that's a Twitter bio indeed. Yeah. And I saw this. Like, damn, that's an interesting concept because I know a lot of people who work on map modding and that sort of thing. There's, for example, is Project Lemons. He's working on Zagoria. He has it on Xbox, I believe, or at least on console.
And him and Don Sibley have been doing some work.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Don Sibley helped me a lot with his tools with all that stuff. He does the exact opposite, basically, what I've done. he destroys everything. It's such a weird concept. We are talking to each other a couple of times. Said, "Oh, what are you doing?" He invited me to his server. Said, "It's really amazing. It's the exact opposite. I mean, completely the opposite of what I'm trying to do." It's going to be really interesting to see if I say, for example, okay, Vigans is dying out slowly and then people would transition over to Zagoria when it's out for PC. That would be amazing, I think. It would be a good deal.
Yeah. That's been a work in progress for a long time, I think, hasn't it? So
it has been, it has been. It's a performance issue. I mean, I have the same problem. That's why it only has 38 slots. It's really the maximum I can do.
Yeah.
People are begging all the time, oh, more slots. It does not work. One player more and the server's just going to tank completely.
Really? Is that sensitive?
It's that bad. So yeah, Daisy Life is a really, really complicated mod. It writes per player per second, I believe six files. And just that, it takes so much bandwidth. I had to purchase another server by a big server company here in Germany. It's a Finnish server, is located in Finland, but it's a German company. Because my 250 Mbit upload wasn't enough, it seems. Got one gig down, 250 up. Even though my server is more powerful, it was just struggling. So I had to get I'm renting now two servers, basically.
So that goes to show like how much power that this server requires. You know, it's so much has changed. You've done so much work to it.
Yeah, it's 17,765 deletions on the map, and it's 72,000 placements.
Wow!
So it's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, you've done excellent though. You've done like really well. Like you invest in so much time into this like server, and it's paying off massively. I have only got in the server straight away once, and that was literally early.
It was 4 a.m.
No one was awake, and I was like, that's it, I'm gonna be mining stones.
Yeah, so the European server gets empty during the morning hours usually, but the US server almost never.
What time were we playing it till, Andy, that morning? Like 3?
Yeah, I think it was like 3:30 in the morning because we just didn't want to leave. It took us a little while to get into it because it was so packed. But then once we got in, that was the night that we were being naughty and we got sent to prison. So we were just having too much fun, man. It was incredible.
I spent a whole 92 minutes on Prison Island. In IRL 92 minutes.
That is indeed. If you can't do the time, don't do the crime. You know, that's important.
I done the time, all right. Fuck.
I just noticed something as well. I mean, when I started, so when I look at the battle metrics, for example, when I started the server, we were ranked 15,000 or something.
Oh wow!
So in the beginning, and we are now at 225 worldwide, which is pretty awesome.
Considering the last episode that we had, pretty much all you were talking about were having all of these servers with nobody playing them.
And you were cutting them all off and you were just focusing on like you playing DayZ. You were going to just chin off all the servers and play DayZ and focus on DayZ. Yep.
And now you've got the opposite problem. You've got only one server that's too full up that you can't get enough people into, or, you know, there's too many people that want to play it. And it's keeping, like you said, it's keeping you up. You're staying awake for too long developing.
That's the problem why I didn't open up another server. I mean, it would be easy just to make another one at the US location, one here in Europe. But the problem is there's so much admin work behind, and it's so difficult to find admins. We had a little bit of an incident last weekend. Was it last weekend? Yeah, I believe it was last weekend. I hired an outsider admin, and he went a little bit rogue.
Oh.
So, he went in god mode, invisible, and threw nades at players and that sort of thing. So,
oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, so I had to kick him out. He was a server hoster for a long time, he and his buddy, and I got them both in, basically, oh, yes, please, I need help. There is a British a YouTube Twitch guys. I don't know if you heard of a name, Fresh Spawns. they joined the server. I did not pay them. That's not a false rumor, by the way. So
I never heard that rumor. All I know is Fresh Spawns love to play anything that's new. They literally have they have a massive bandwidth. If like with your server, that, you know, someone released the brand new New York server and they're on it like a they're on it like a tramp on chips straight away.
Yeah, they have a really good feeling about new stuff in general. So if there's a new map, they play it usually. And
well, they clearly got it wrong with your server, though.
Yeah, it's an old map, you know. Suddenly people are discovering Gennaro's again. So that's what I wanted, actually. So the thing is, I wanted to make Gennaro's whole again and see how players react, basically, to see a completely different Gennaro's.
Sour, are you the Trump of Gennaro's?
Yeah. Please don't. I'm not orange, and I still have some brain cells.
So they actually did they did real good coverage of the server. I think they did two videos on it, didn't they? Back to back.
No, there's a new one. Today came one out. This is
another
my
one.
Video of the week.
Oh, okay. we'll come back to
that.
We'll come back.
Yeah. So they made a full series. They did one live stream as well. So 3 episodes now on one live stream.
Wow.
How are they on the RP then? Are they good at the RP?
Are they better than me and Andy? I haven't seen you doing RP yet, so I didn't spy on you or anything. But the thing is, when they first joined the server, I didn't know it was them. So I was just in my headquarters, and then somebody yelled at the door, and I opened the door, showed them the way where they need to buy clothing and that sort of thing, and I didn't know it was them. So I was completely oblivious.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to say, ahoy, or land ho, and not feel weird about it. So here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance offers access to the largest towing fleet on the water. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to say, shiver me timbers, and not feel weird about that either. Get more with GEICO.
So I'm glad you mentioned the shopping system a little bit, because we'd like to talk a little bit about some of the mechanics that you've introduced into the server. Yeah. A lot of these mechanics I have never seen on any other server. I'll hold my hands up. I'm not a big RP player. These might be very au fait to people who play RP servers, but I don't. So a lot of this was like, wow, that's incredible. So things like, you say you've got like the shopping system, right? We've all seen traders and things like that. You've got the shops all separated out. You've got like clothing in one area, you've got weapons in another, you've got vehicles in another, all in different towns. And then you've got all the shops that sell all the food and stuff like that. But talk us through, like, you've got like a whole job system going on here where you have to get a job to earn money to be able to buy these clothes, to buy these weapons, to buy a car. Like
cement for life.
Cement boys for life.
Yeah, I have to mention the Buster and Sensei. Those are the two guys who programmed the Daisy Life mod. And they started it, I believe, 2.5 years ago or something as well. So before I even came up with the idea. And it was a little bit out of development for a while. They took some parts out. For example, you can buy on Wiggins, you can buy buildings. So you don't do base building, you just buy a house like you would do in real life, basically. Uh-huh.
That's what we're doing. Money, that's our next task.
No, you just buy a building and it's yours until you sell it. You can sell the building again if you want to move or something. That's all mods of those guys. And since now the Daisy Life mod gained so much traction, they're starting to develop it again, and they put in requests I had as well. I hired modders to work on it. So Rack Tyson, he's quite famous in the modding community as well. Hunter C, of course, they're both helping me with modding, because I'm an idiot, you know. I hire smart people.
that's a smart thing to do.
Yeah. So I have a rough idea what I'm doing, but it's really, really, really rough. Scripting that sort of thing doesn't work. And currently, Hunter C is working on the roller coaster. So the roller coaster is going to work fairly soonish, I would assume. So it is working already. We need to retexture. So Rectiles is going to retexture. It needs to be working that people can sit in the carts and that sort of thing. So in the trains. So yeah, it's coming along, but it's still a work in progress. It's not finished, and you don't even want to know how much money I spent so far. It's ridiculous.
Fuck it up.
Yeah, I mean it's really a lot of time and a lot of money, and but this is my baby, you know. That's
it's a passion project.
It is, yeah.
It doesn't matter. As long as you're willing to do it and willing to keep it, it makes you happy, dude. That's what it's about, isn't it? And I'm so glad that the community has agreed with you. You know what I mean? Gone, actually, this is fucking amazing.
I didn't expect it. I absolutely had no expectations. I mean, before the server went live, the Discord had already 450 people in it. I said, okay, this might get a little bit bigger than I thought it would be. So that was the first inkling I had, okay? It's getting somewhere. And then when the server started, it was before fresh spawns, server was full pretty much immediately. And then I noticed, oh, okay, server's tanking with 60 people. So I have to reduce. I got a server upgrade from the hosting company in the United States. Mm-hmm. Because the server could not handle it, so they gave me free upgrade, which was really nice, actually.
Yeah.
But and now I had to switch to another server in Europe because the same issue. I mean, it's always a performance thing. People are complaining about more slots, but it just doesn't work. I cannot make it work.
Is this the Daisy Life server that's like, because it's writing all those files, all that bandwidth? Is that the main problem?
I mean, there's a lot of mods on the server as well. The thing is, it's a complete map rework.
Yeah.
I mean, there's almost nothing is untouched.
Because if they're developing it, again, you know what I mean, then potentially it could become more economical. So
for sure. But of course, they need to make money as well. I mean, it's not like they can just sit thousands of hours on a mod to improve it, because they told me, so both Buster and Sensei told me, they wouldn't do it like they did back then, now. Uh-huh. But it's to leave the compatibility, god damn it, I'm so tired. It's just that they cannot just start from scratch, you know. That's the other problem. Yeah. I found a lot of bugs because the Daisy Life mod was not popular. It's really difficult to set up. I mean, really difficult to set up server side. And I found a couple of bugs. They fixed everything, always on time as well. And basically for free, even though they didn't want to develop it anymore.
Yeah.
So it was already end of life. But now I think they have the motivation again to work on it again.
Who's in charge of the AI? Is that the life mod as well?
No.
No? Is that a separate mod?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was especially done for me by Hunter C.
Okay, that's cool.
So it's basically, that doesn't affect the server performance because it's infected AI, which is vanilla, DayZ, with just a couple of things taken out. So they have no attack mode and that sort of thing. But I had, of course, to reskin all the infected.
Yes, I remember you did posted that in your Discord, didn't you?
Yeah, it's four hours per model, roughly.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, and of course I was slacking now a little bit because I was so busy. I was planning on basically almost redoing all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Couple of exceptions, couple of infected I didn't want to do, but in general wanted to redo all of them, but it's so much time I need to spend on it. I don't have the time currently. I mean, at the moment, I have usually a 19-hour workday. Means I'm normally at work. Get home, work on the server, do admin work, answering tickets and that sort of thing. It's quite busy at the moment. So that's why I don't have the time to do it. Hunter yelled at me as well because I couldn't test an update he did on the simple survivors, we call them, because I didn't have the time. So that was the issue. I couldn't even test on the test Java and see if it works or not.
Wow.
So I just went live with it. So that was the... Yeah, I had no choice. I really had no choice.
Did it work?
Luckily did, yeah.
Yeah, good.
Luckily
it did. It's a fair one. So, like, when we first got on the server and we tried the server out many moons ago, when you first went sort of semi-live of it, there was a lovely train that went round. And,
yeah.
But like you said, the server performance wasn't where you wanted it to be. So now you've fully refined it. And unfortunately, the train is not a thing anymore.
No, the train is a thing again.
The
trains are there.
We've got an exclusive.
We have got an exclusive. That, yeah. And
You should watch the Fresh Spawns video.
Oh.
We only watch video of the week. So if it's not video of the week, we can't watch it.
So the train is working. I had to remove it for a while because the recommendation for the hype train is no more than 20 players.
Oh.
So that's standard recommendation. It's still a beta mod.
Yeah.
And it has some kinks and it eats up server performance like there's no other day. It's quite demanding. And I was still able to get it to 38 with all the other crap I made. So I'm quite happy it works again. We had an issue with the talking NPCs because that's another Hunter C mod.
Oh, they keep disappearing.
Yeah, so that's another thing I have to work on. But for whatever reason, I don't have time. I'm in an interview today.
Don't see it as an interview, Sour. We're just a couple of friends talking
that
about.
That is true. That is true. So that was the thing. I had to remove him, and then the server performance was great. I talked to Hunter about it. Said, "Oh yeah, because the talking NPCs are survivors. So every talking NPC counts as a survivor on the server. Means even on a 38 slot slot server, I had 180 survivors on the map.
I found a workaround. I found
kill
it.
Them all.
In my well." I reckon everything that you can't have in there, right? Things like that, you should just be a little bit silly with it and create a prop of a cardboard cutout of a cashier guy for his thumb up, and he's got, you know, yeah, that'd be great. Bang, lovely done.
Yeah, so the problem currently is, so the now is the simple survivors without any animation behind the counters.
Uh-huh.
When I say without animation, that's not quite true because they do turn and they walk a little bit.
Oh.
And of course, they still can't get murdered. So that's why they're sometimes missing. So that still happens as well.
Murder, death, kills.
Yeah.
If we kill a shop steward, does it still come up in the on the text on the side?
No, it does not. No, it's not a survivor. That you did even before with the talking NPC, it didn't use the case. It wasn't the case. The only thing was you could send a contact information to them. So that happened quite a lot. But yeah, always got a pop up contact received. Mm-hmm. That's when people didn't look at the checkout but looked at the talking NPC and clicked the mouse button. Then you got a contact information.
Mad.
So the currency of Chinaris is rubles,
yes,
which I didn't know until I started playing on this thing. So that's a Russian currency, is it, rubles?
It is, yeah. I mean, Chinaris, as the name implies, used to be part of Russia.
Yeah. Yeah, it's mad. I mean, there's probably some listeners listening there now that never knew that, you know, that all, I think it's all the servers that have any type of money. Mm. It's in rubles, isn't it, Andy?
Look at any of the road signs. I feel like you did know that, but you might have just had a lapse in judgment.
No, I'm just thinking the rubles, do you know what I mean? I see the signs in Poland, and, you know, I bet you if you made a Livonia version of this, it would still be rubles, but rubles.
Poland has a zloty, right?
Zloty, the euro, yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
What's krona?
Krona is a...
Danish
or Norway.
Swedish as well, yeah, Norway, yeah.
Iceland, the krona.
I could have picked any currency, basically. I was just thinking, you know, that's part of the story as well. 1999, they don't have their own currency yet. They're still using the ruble, blah, blah, blah.
You say blah, 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 but then you, like, you've got, like, old Citroen C2.
CV. De Chevaux. Monsieur De Chevaux.
Yeah, and that's, you know, current, and you've got all, you know, we've got everything. So talk to us all the stuff that was going through your head when you were making the server, like, to make it authentic back in 99.
Should I talk about some nerdy stuff?
Yeah.
So when you look at the map, you know, there are some maps on waypoints where you look at that. In DayZ, they say, I believe they say version 2, 2013. I changed it to version 1, 1999.
Oh, okay.
So that sort of thing. And I removed all the billboards because some billboards had announcements for biohazard and that sort of thing, and some had dates on them as well. So I had, okay, I'm going to replace all of them.
Blood.
I'm going to make him look nice and that sort of thing. Yeah.
There's some nice ones in there. I mean, we've noticed Kamishovo is quite nice, isn't it, Andy?
Yeah. Oh, which one are you thinking of now?
East Cherno, definitely.
Yeah,
that's quite nice up there.
There's quite a few nice ones with the nice, a big yellow sign. Yeah,
Severo.
We like it. Yeah.
There's one in Severo.
There's one with a big ugly ones. Australian on, I'm not best pleased about.
Well, so there was another funny thing because his tools helped me so much. He has so many good scripts which help modders placing the same objects in the same buildings and that sort of thing. It helped me shave off weeks of work. So I asked him, I sent him a message in Discord, would it be okay if he would run for president? And he said, what? Yeah. And then I sent him the billboard and said, this is freaking awesome. He loves it. And then, yeah. So Donaldo Sibley for president, 1999.
Don Sibley for president, man.
Yeah. We'll come on to that in a little bit later in the episode.
I'm just thinking, like, ages ago, Andy, you remember when he asked us for a picture of us?
Yeah.
And you sent him one of you looking like Mr. T.
Yes.
And I sent you one.
Hey, whoa. Don't tell people I dressed up like Mr. T. I was dressed up as a zombie Motley Crue fan. Thank you very much.
Oh, that's what it is. I thought it was Mr. T as well. It looks like Mr. T.
Yeah, I thought it was Mr. T as well, man. And I dressed up as a proper British
insurance
guy.
Salesman. No,
British guy. Yeah, all I was missing was my briefcase. So, yeah, and they could be found in our semi-place of work at Altar on the radio station that we were going to do this episode on.
There's loads of little Easter eggs, aren't there?
There's a lot of Easter eggs, yeah. So there's hidden pictures of Bobo's wedding, for example. Lad's face is plastered somewhere. A couple of friends. Ari has a picture frame as well. She was one of the first supporters of the project. She said, oh, she's going to play the shit out of it when it goes live. And she does. She plays every day. She's every day online streaming and playing Wiggins. It's amazing, yeah. So there's a lot of Easter eggs here. Many, many Easter eggs. There's a Running Man C Cup. Running Man's Cup. Sorry. God damn it. I'm gonna get banned. For me, it's always Running Man C. I don't know why. The C is capitalized. It's Running Man's $35 cup reward for 17, I believe it is. So yeah. So I put a lot of Easter eggs in. There's, you know, Scotty from Bohemia?
Yep.
Yeah.
So when you look at a piano building, for example, it's the piano has his name.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, yeah. So there's many, many, many Easter eggs. I mean, I don't think most people have even seen half of it.
Nah.
Yeah.
Well, I think actually I'm going to need to create a new billboard for you to replace that one. Because at the moment it just says friendly. No one actually knows what it is, but I can kind of design something to be like around for that, you know, represent 1999.
Okay. With an AOL keyword?
You've got mail. God, yeah. Remember? That will never leave me, I don't think. That robot woman. You've got mail.
Every good time times, good times. 500 hours, 500 hours free. And then after 1 week, you got the first invoice. Wow, that was expensive. That was really expensive. 98. Oh, good times, good times.
What I want to extract from you, because we've spoken a little bit about the, you said you can own homes. You can own homes. Yep. So instead of base building, we got homes. We've got like obviously a bit of a spawn system. So where you spawn in, you can choose like a little bit where what train station you arrive at. So you don't spawn on the coast in Vigens. You spawn at a train station because you've just arrived in town, which is cool. We've also spoken about the jobs. But the thing that I'm interested in at the moment, because I'm pretty sure that we're going to end up in a situation where we might need this knowledge.
Okay.
How do you break someone out of prison?
That's not going to happen for you guys because you need friends on the server.
Oh, fuck.
That hurt me deep, man. Get him out of here. Get the fuck out of here. Fuck.
So if you can break out people with a crowbar.
Right. Okay. Right.
Yeah. Which brings us to our next question.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Right. Is it that kind of thought? I'm assuming, is that the life server, the life mod as well?
Yeah, that's part of the life mod. I can choose which tools are going to be used for breaking stuff out, of course. The crowbar was, I think, the original setting as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the crowbar is only available at the black market trader. So,
oh,
yeah.
I didn't know there was a black market trader.
Good. Yeah, so there's a black market trader, which the location is unknown, and players have to wander around and find it. So there's a rule. The black market trader stays static up until either the police finds it and it's gonna stalk it for weeks, so nobody shows up, or the army, or somebody spills the beans in chat. So if somebody says in chat found a black market trader, that's the location, then next day the black market trader is gone, is somewhere else. Oh. He has to hide, you know. He cannot be found by officials. So that's the story behind it. And he moved already once.
What was that for? Did the police find it or did someone blab?
Someone blab.
Can't trust them, mate. Can't trust the community.
They go around in that helicopter, man, the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, it's how should I put this? I don't wanna give anything away where it could be. You know, there are certain buildings you cannot buy, for example. That might be a good hiding spot, you know, for somebody who is wanted. I mean, there's enough open land and little huts and that sort of thing. So it used to be in one of the feeding shacks on the map, on the west side, and then he had to move. The tarmac got a little bit too hot in the area.
I'm not going to lie, Sour. You've confused me even more, so thanks for that.
My man is melted like the tarmac.
Yeah, it's quite, this is the fun part for me, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Just to snoop around a little bit and see if somebody spills the beans and say, aha, gotcha, buddy, and then it's gone.
You're almost like a dungeon master, do you know what I mean?
Ooh, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, dungeon master Sour.
There's going to be more stuff going to happening soon. So, for example, hidden chests with a million ruble and that sort of thing.
Well, I am so glad that you... I heard that as well. However, that segues into the next part of this episode.
Sponsor!
Now, here for my sponsor. Rage Shadow Legends. No, I'm joking.
No, they two people bought it now because he said it.
Well done. You just gave away free sponsor time, Dave.
Yeah.
Fuck's sake.
Did I say hello or did I say hello fresh?
I hope you're downloading this episode of Friendly Old Daisy podcast via a VPN. A VPN?
Not VPN.
Friendly VPN.
Friendly VPN, yeah. No, Sour, we've already pre-recorded our lovely...
Oh, you did the sponsor slot already?
Sponsor, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, damn it, okay.
Hello. So, I know, Sour, that you've had this server for... Well, live. It's been live for, like, what, around 2 weeks? Maybe.
Today, exactly 2 weeks, yeah.
There we go. So today, as of recording, yeah. 2 weeks. And we've spoken about all the things that you've got going on it. I've spoken about all the a few of the mechanics, a few of the things that you've got. But we need to talk about the future. We need to talk what you've got planned, what you would like. Maybe not even things that are like around the corner, but what I would ideally like to have, you know, that kind of stuff. So
I'm hearing time. He wants more time.
He wants
that
more
would be
sleep.
Great. A 48-hour day would be so amazing in general. there are a couple of plans, especially with the Daisy Life mod. So Rick Tyson already implemented more jobs.
Okay.
So we have especially for the train system, it's going to be buses, taxis, that sort of thing. Then it's going to be government as well. So it's going to be mayors, presidents.
Yes, I read about this in your Discord. Yeah. There's like a idea for a presidency. That'd
yeah,
be brilliant.
That's definitely a thing. So I thought about it. So the difficulty is just to set up a different a job branch. So currently it's civil. So it's just one. Mm-hmm. It's just you get your unemployment check every 30 minutes of 100 ruble. The then we have the army with different ranks as well. We have the cops with different ranks, and we have the medics with different ranks. That's all Daisy Life can provide by itself. And now we're trying to implement it a little bit more. Rick Tyson, I basically hired him currently. So he's proper on payroll at the moment. And payroll. Yeah, he's still too cheap. He's amazing. He does such a good job, and he's a patience of an angel. We talk sometimes really 5 hours a day. I'm just watching him coding. It's so much fun. I learn so much from him. Hunter C is on the other hand, he does the more complicated stuff, scripting. There's going to be a love and peace bus coming soon from my server.
A bang bus?
No. A VW bus. You know, a hippie bus.
Oh, hippie bus. Oh, yeah.
That's going to be another thing. It's
pretty flowers in your hair and
yeah,
all that.
A 72 VW bus is going to come as well as another vehicle. So that's nice. Going to be an exclusive vehicle.
With the bus, you said you wanted like a bus transport system. Would that
yes.
be like an AI driven, or would it
no.
be a job
Player.
For someone?
That's a job. This is a job, basically. Yeah. You, if you want to, you can get a job. You can already buy tickets at the train station, at the counter.
Mm.
You buy a ticket, hand it over to the bus driver. That's their payment, basically. They get a base salary, and for every ticket, they can sell again at their own special trader and get money for it. So that's basically how it works. So like it would, if you know, not quite real life, but you get basically better paid if you transport more passengers.
Yeah. So you got to work out like the best routes and the best where is most busy, where people want to get to.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Yeah. If people want to use them for trafficking, you know, illegal items and stuff, that's fine as well. That depends on the bus driver, how willing they are to do that. But it's I think it has so much more potential.
Mm.
And when you look in the Daisy Life client in the README file, he already mentioned years back what he's planning to do, and basically that's the implementation we're starting to work on with the Buster, Asense, Rick Tyson. Yeah, so we're going to try to pull everything together, make it such a great mod that more people are going to make Daisy Life servers, I think. Because it's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, I think it's very well fleshed out as it is at the moment. Like I said at the beginning, there's a load of stuff in there that I've just never seen in another server. Like the whole prison system, for instance.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That is brilliant. The whole buying a house system, that is really good stuff. And it really suits the theme of your server as well. So I get why. I think it's a good choice that you've picked
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I had at the beginning, I had some issues. I was a bit upset because of some things I really needed at the mod to make it work.
Yeah.
And they're slowly warming up because they said, okay, we don't make money on that mod. So that's they write personalized mods, basically pay mods
for some
servers. The house system, for example, that's one of the mods you can buy from them. And it works really well. They update it all the time. So they're continually working on it. But for Daisy Life, it's just, it was a, idle mod for a long, long time, and now it's picking up. I mean, that's the, and it's amazing, and I'm really happy for them, and I hope they gonna develop it more and more, because it can be huge.
Nice, very nice. We like love playing it, me and Andy. Actually, we've been on it sometimes a day, as you already met. And what's your favorite mod, Andy? What would you say your favorite mod is?
Oh God! Of what?
This server.
Oh, I don't know. That's very difficult for me, because I don't feel like they're individual mods. They all kind of work together very fluidly. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like when you're on a server, let's talk about a regular old server, and then someone introduces mass many items or something like that. That is an obvious choice. Someone's added to their server. You get all these different variety of clothing packs and all that, whatever stuff. But with VGens, they all just kind of work together. You know, there's the ATMs that are dotted around every. Oh, I tell you what. Here we go. I found one. I'll scrap all that. What I've just said. I want to rob a bank, and I can if I want to.
You can, yeah. If you find where the black market is and buy the Tommy gun of him.
Oh, is that what you need?
Yes, yeah.
It's a Tommy gun.
Right.
Of course, gangster, no proper gangster. Oh, see, there's another thing. That's going to be an exclusive for you guys as well. There's going to be a casino opening soon.
Who owns the casino?
The state, of course. You know, that's how it works, yeah.
That sounds like me. Indians.
The state needs more money. It needs more money. You know, every bank robbery needs to be financed somehow again, so the economy doesn't collapse.
Has anyone robbed the bank yet?
I don't think so. No, gas stations happens quite often, but the bank not yet.
Gas stations happen. How do you do that then?
With a pistol, I think you need for that.
Yeah, a special one.
Oh, a special one. Golden Eagle.
Yes, the Golden Eagle.
Golden Eagle. Yes, boy.
Is all this available from the black market?
No, this is the Golden Eagle is available at the normal gun trader.
Right, I'll be right back.
And do the cops know who's robbed it?
Yes.
And they come for you?
Yes.
Okay, and does that wear off or not?
Well, if you're in jail, yes. I mean, you know how it is.
I know exactly how it is, man. So does Andy.
So the cops get a notification if a house is going to get broken into, for example, if the gas station is going to get robbed or the bank. There's a messaging system. I call it pager.
Uh-huh.
On the server. If you have a handheld receiver, if you press Control 4, there's a message system. So you can notify the cops, for example. If you see something, you type in your text, press SOS, and it goes to all the cops. And the same way it works, and the cops see where you send the message from. So there's a map icon. It shows you the rough location where you send the message from.
So what if no one saw me break into someone's house? I mean, not me, my friend.
So there's two ways, basically. If you break into a building, the likelihood for notification for cops is less likely than it is at a gas station or bank, but they will get a notification after a while. So if you take your time, they will get notified and they will show up. There's also another option for if you buy a house, you have the option to buy an alarm system. And
how much extra? A lot.
It's quite a lot. Yeah, it's quite expensive. So it must be worth it, basically, if you want to do it. And there's a link you can put in our Discord. So there's a Discord link. You paste it into your alarm system, and it's going to pop up with a notification. You can choose your own Discord as well. And you get a notification that your house is going to get broken into by somebody. So nice. That's pretty... It's really state mod is really complex. And it's freaking awesome. I found a lot of bugs with it in the beginning as well, but everything got fixed, luckily.
Nice.
Everything is the vision I had is it's getting closer. I mean, that there's still a lot of work to do, but it's getting closer. We had a lot of issues. I mean, if I may talk about that as well. So we had to put out a lot of bans. Even streamers. Streamers as well, yeah. Now where they're complaining, so yeah, I mean, I'm gonna promote your server and you ban me. So, well, you didn't read the rules, you know, you just joined the Discord after the fact because you were complaining about the ban. And there's on Facebook now a group. Nate sent me a message with the screenshots, and OGT sent me a message with the screenshots from Facebook where people are complaining about admin abuse and blah, blah, blah. That was not the case. I mean, every ban was... justified. And
yeah, me and Andy are quite lucky.
Yeah, yeah. You have not been banned yet.
Not yet.
No, we're not gonna, man. We're straight up upstanding like cement guys now, cement for life.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, the thing is, we had to change the rule. So I have to do another shout out if you don't mind. My two admins, Heman and Qtopf. Heman is from Brazil. He's a really, really good captain. Qtopf, he was at the test phase as well. Mm-hmm. Both of them actually. And they turned out admins. Rodi, so Rodi from the event calendar,
yeah,
helps with admin work on Discord. So everybody just pulled together and helped my ass.
You deserve it, mate.
I haven't been down to Cherno, but is the fucking thingy studio there?
What
studio?
It's Taskmaster Studio.
Taskmaster Studio.
Oh yeah, of course.
Is it?
Oh,
man. We need to go down. Okay.
We need to go down there. We got cars now. Cement for life. Video of the week. Video of the week today is brought to you by Sour.
Take it away.
It's, of course, the video of the week for me is the Fresh Spawns video. It just dropped an hour and a half ago. So if your listeners and viewers are seeing this a month ago, sneaking into the most secure city in DayZ, filmed on Wiggins, and they were trying to rob a gas station and failed. It's quite hilarious. It's really funny. So have a look, subscribe to them, subscribe to Friendly DayZ Podcast on all the podcast platforms, on Tubi, HBO Max, wherever you are.
Yeah, baby. And give us 5 stars everywhere. Friendly.
So you've now got to give us a just the tip. It could be a tip unique to your server. Get a job, you bums. Or it could be a tip for new players. But crack on, it's up to you.
Why be a tip like specific to Visions?
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Oh boy. Oh, I have to think now.
Because you've got all the insider knowledge.
Yeah. Which is the easiest loot route for a job?
The most lucrative job, maybe.
Yeah.
That depends a little bit because that changes from time to time.
Oh, shit, okay.
So if sometimes the oil prices go up, cement is falling and that sort of thing. So it does fluctuate a little bit.
Oh, I didn't know
so
that.
So it's not always fixed. So it does change from time to time. As a tip in general, if you start, read the damn FAQs. That's what they're for.
Yeah, that is fucking brilliant, to be fair.
That's just a broad spectrum. Like, if you don't understand a server that's not like vanilla, try and find their Discord, guys. Go on the Discord, look at what Sour just said, the frequently asked questions, and that will point you in the right direction for this unique server. But there are other servers where you'll get, you know, one that's got a unique base building. There'll be one that's got unique weapons and a way of making ammo and stuff like that. But with this server, you know, it's got a unique job system, a unique way of, you know, things.
There's no loot, for example, and people are still surprised. They see the videos. The trying to serve, say, where loot? So that's one of the first questions. It's pre-outbreak. You know, people didn't just drop the shit in the houses and left. You have to buy stuff. You have to make money. You have a start amount of money, 5,000 ruble on your bank account. Don't take everything out because you will get robbed, most likely. Somebody's going to hold you up and you have nothing left. Be careful with your money like in real life. Don't buy some stupid stuff you don't need. Get a bicycle, drive around the map, pluck some apples, sell it at the farmer, go hunting, sell it at the supermarket. So that's basically the basic steps, and then go from there. And then in the end, you're going to have a helicopter, you have an apartment building, and you live like a king.
King of the castle.
Fuck's sake. He just went for a lovely monologue on how to become prosperous in Visions, and you've fucking ruined it. You just pissed all over it.
Imagine if Sour done on a mouse server. Vegans and a mouse. That would be amazing. Vakuta would actually not be a death town. It'd be a thriving mining town.
So I leave that to somebody else. Let's put it this way. Look, The main thought was really behind people play Genaros for many, many years. And I want to give a different outlook to Genaros, basically. That was the reason behind it. It would have been probably easier just to make a complete new map than to redo everything, to fix the windows, to get rid of the bloodstains, the dirt and that sort of thing. It would have been easier to make a new map, for sure.
I think people don't understand how much difference there is. Like, you've got rid of every single car wreck. What's that town? There's a town south of Guglovo that is all just ruins. Well, you've rebuilt that one. You've put Zub. You put the buildings all back.
Not Zub. It's not Zub. I always forget the name as well. I always find it in game. I always have trouble finding it as well.
Yeah.
There's a little ruined town with a church ruin and everything. And that's still intact, basically.
You've replaced the windows in buildings. Street lighting and interior lighting.
Interior lighting.
Running water.
All of the military. I was driving DEFCON to the we crafted the cement in Severo.
Yeah.
And we're driving past through Novo. And he's like, "What the fuck was that noise?" I was like, "Oh, that's the water from the dam that's running." It's not a broken dam. It's running. It's working, and there's water coming out of it. And it's making a noise because it's alive. You know.
Yeah.
It's madness.
Yeah.
You don't think. You don't understand.
Turnus is great again.
It's the second time he mentions Trump.
Yeah. I'm gonna build a wall.
Please don't. It was really the idea from the get-go. I wanted to see for myself how would Genaros look as nothing has happened yet, and what would work. So I really had to think about, okay, where is the light coming from? Okay, I need to put in turbines in the powerhouse, running turbines.
The generators at factories
I really had a really long thought process what I wanted to achieve and see how can I put life back into Genaros. What needs to change to make it look realistic again? Not just no sets and everything else is unchanged, but go the full bore, basically.
Put a breath of fresh air back into Genaros, though. The popularity has gone up, especially with all these new maps popping up, like Alteria and New York and stuff. And then there's people you got a fully populated Genaros server, the original OG map, and this is the before the outbreak.
Yeah,
you've done such a great job.
There's another point as well, because I basically mixed the 062/063 map with the, so that there's, when you go Northwest Airfield, for example, there are the hangars still there.
That
sort of thing. So it's basically just a time capsule. So that was the main thing. So it's really 10 years before the outbreak ever happened. And everything is like you would remember. So especially for long-time players, who played the Daisy mod days back then.
But there are a lot of secrets as well. I heard of a secret that I won't give out about something that's up right up north. There's you've told us there's a secret black trader that not even the admins and that know where it is. It's mad.
Yeah, so the black market trader, nobody knows where it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it's not up north though. It used to be on the west, at an area where I always built my bases on vanilla servers usually. That's why I place it there. But it's now in a completely different location. Let's see how long it takes until players find them. I doubt it's gonna take them long. Last time they found it after 3 days, I believe.
Wow.
And you have to venture out a bit to find it. And if you find it, it's gonna be a huge advantage.
I'm putting my money on Tissy town, village. That's where I'm going first. All right, see you there.
Okay. I'm putting my money on Palana.
Yeah, we heard it. At least don't cut that. Don't cut that.
That wasn't me.
It was, man.
I'm going to cut this to make it sound like you were laughing at my joke earlier, so that's fine.
Yeah, it's I'm really having fun seeing people enjoying it. I mean, that's the main thing. Of course, there are complaints. Everything is shit, and why admins and blah blah blah. Why do I have to sit that long in jail? But I mean, there's rules, you know. There's going to be more rules and more rules, sadly, because loopholes.
Yeah. I life hacked that. I just was in jail and I was achieving other tasks while in jail IRL.
that's
exactly the point.
And do shit.
Loads of stuff done, man.
Friendly. Well done, Sour. Honestly, wholehearted congratulations. If there's anyone in this community that is for the community, it's you. So you completely deserve this success. And
thank you,
long
guys.
May it continue.
Thank you for your long support. Can I give just a quick shout out again to He-Man, Q-Topf? It's really important. They helped me so much. Rekt Heisen, Hunter C,
100%.
Buster Sense, iRody for his advertisements, for his billboards, and you guys especially as well. You helped me. The whole year I was sitting here and waiting until they get pulled in again. since episode 19,
you've just been appearing offline. Like
I never missed an episode. It's always great fun to talk to you as well.
Oh, we love it, Sour. And you may know Sour from such things as the start of Wobo's videos.
Yes. Sweet. Awesome.
Yeah. Oh, dude. What is he used to say? It was the, what was your server called?
Wolves of Daisy.
Oh, that's it. So it used to be Wolves of Daisy, and now it's just Sauerkraut.
Thanks
to Sauerkraut.
I started it. That's the problem. So I said, so I'm so sorry about it. Because it's only servers. But it's fine. It's income for him, you know. People are supporting him. They get advertisement as well. And for me, I just stopped. I said, nope, just put my name in. That's fine. Everything is fine. Yeah. I don't need more advertisement or...
You are such a giver to the community. I'm glad that we can give something back. If only it was to make your server popular. You know what I mean? Not popular, fully populated. If that's
If
that's all you want, mate, that we got you.
We will sit in that queue for 4 hours if that's what it keeps you happy. I will sit in jail for another 92 minutes. That's what keeps you happy.
For the listeners and viewers, please buy the Friendly Daisy podcast merch. Link is in the description, and for the love of God, please make a Patreon so I don't have to listen to the stupid ads.
Honestly, I'm too lazy to do the whole Patreon shit. I can't be asked. The ads, you can skip them. They're easy. Don't do that, but you can. But
yeah,
don't.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm a little bit. I'm not sure whether I can or can't say that. Do what the fuck you want. That's what I say. I know what I do when I listen to podcasts. We'll leave it at that. Right. Brilliant. Thank you very much, dude. You go get some needed rest or whatever it is you're going
to
do.
Oh, boy, do I have to go to bed now.
Yeah. We're going to finish up and then we're going to try... we're going to sit in a queue to get into VGens for a little bit.
I mean, it shouldn't be a queue. Just say server's full, most likely now.
Oh, yeah.
There's only a queue when
Listen,
server restarts.
Oh, no, no. It should just tell you that it's full, really. It's fine.
Well, actually, right now... US is fine if you want to join US.
Oh, but yeah, but then we have to start again. I've got a car on the EU.
Yeah, that's a good point, though. Yeah.
And we're buying a house as soon as we cash in some doll hairs.
Yeah. Because now US is really, really early in the month. This is now a little bit slower.
Yeah.
And European is still full.
Well,
hey, guys, thank you again.
Thank you.
I love you.
Love you too, Sour. Good luck.
Love you too, Sour. Have a good one, pal.
And good night.
Bye, night.
Knocked.
Yeah, don't let me wait in here for another year. It was really boring.
See you in 50 episodes. Goodbye. Love you. Bye.
See you then. Bye-bye. Bye.
Oi! That was funny. What a genuinely lovely bloke.
Yeah, I really enjoy talking to him. And every time I'm on his server, he always takes the time to come and see me, like wherever I am. Or the other day he was showing me about the cars and stuff and what car to get and what car not to get and how to get clothing and stuff. I had my own little rundown by the server owner. Not everyone gets an A-class, like an A5-star showing at the start.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's just, it's just hard to describe, isn't it? He's just, 100% good dude. And he struggled for so long with all of these servers that he just did for the community. I say struggled, like, he just, you know, they got popular, they lost it, they got popular, they lost it, yada, yada, yada. But he was never really bothered. You know, then that's the thing. Some people just give up on that, and he never did. And now he is paying off. What an achievement he's made this year with this server.
Yeah, it's amazing. I really enjoy playing it. You really enjoy playing it.
Which is weird for you. You're like so anti-RP, and you're like, this is fucking brilliant. I'm going to get some stones. I'm going to buy a house.
Actually, when you say that, like the other day someone said to me, didn't you give someone shit for loving RP? And I was just like, yeah. And then I was also when them guys held us up on Azalea. I was like, oh, the fucking RP server's broken.
Yeah, you're just a little fucking rat bastard. But now look at you, you're a hypocrite, mate. That's what you are.
Yeah.
Well, let's cut this episode here because this is going to be a long one to edit down. I'm glad you're here. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope even more. We'll see you on the next episode. Until next time.
Ciao for now.
Engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly.